Louisiana irises are native to our state, and they're one of the most wonderful plants that we can use in our landscapes. This time of the year, when your Louisiana iris is in bloom, think about cutting some for vases indoors. Although the flowers don't last long individually, most flowerscapes will open buds even after they've been cut. After your Louisiana iris has finished blooming, make sure you cut off the old flower spikes to prevent seed pods from forming. If you allow the seed pods to form, the plants waste a great deal of effort developing the seeds inside the pods. In addition, the heavy seed pods pull the plants over and make them look less attractive. It's also a good idea to mulch your Louisiana irises thickly, about 2 to 3 inches thick this time of the year, to conserve moisture and to protect their rhizomes from the burning sun. It also helps keep the beds free from weeds as well. Irrigate them when you can to keep the foliage green for as long as possible in the summer. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.